Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell for Community Comment. A few weeks ago, I went in search of some redwood bark for a garden project I was doing at our house, and someone suggested I stop by Powell's. Powell's, I said, what is that? Oh, the young lady said, it's behind Hilfiker's, you know, the big cement pipes on Broadway. So I headed down Broadway, turned down the narrow road behind Hilfiker's, and to my surprise, Powell's had a huge assortment of landscaping supplies, a clean yard, super helpful crew. I was blown away. Why had I never heard of Powell's before? Why was everyone keeping this secret from me? They loaded up the bark, and I headed home wondering what other secrets are being kept from me. One local diner that I don't hear much about is the Green Lily. My wife and I stopped by for lunch, and we were surprised all the way around. They have a unique menu that you won't find in most other Humboldt eateries, and it was delicious. The staff was friendly and helpful. My wife was impressed and asked me, why don't we come here more often? In the retail world, it's said the three most important decisions you can make are location, location, and location. One place that I love that's off the beaten path in Eureka is Club 517, and they don't have location, location, or location. They're hidden a few blocks from Target on the corner of 2nd and W. What they do have is an amazing staff, great gifts, Bibles, books, a full coffee shop where you can sit, eat, read, talk, laugh. They also have a conference room that they loan out to small groups who want a quiet place to meet. Another place that I love in Humboldt County and rarely hear about is Gills by the Bay. I know they've been around here forever, but because they're off the beaten path, they are often forgotten. They have some great seafood lunches, and their gardens are beautiful. With the new Skywalk, we hear a lot about Sequoia Park Zoo. But when was the last time you walked off the pavement and wandered down the trails through Sequoia Park? It's amazing and beautiful. Most of the trails are well-maintained, and there are even some new ones that head down towards a duck pond. How about all the amazing trails throughout Trinidad? Have you made the hike to the top of Trinidad Head lately? It's an amazing view of the bay, and if you're there at the right time, you might even see some whales. One of my favorite spots that isn't much of a secret anymore is Fern Canyon. Just north of Oreck, in what Steven Spielberg calls an unforgettable natural wonder. He liked it so much, he chose it as a location for Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World. Last time I was there, the parking lot was full, but once we were on the trails, there was plenty of peace and quiet to be found. If you've never been to Fern Canyon before, be warned. The road is gravel and dirt, crosses a few small creeks, so don't take your lowrider. If you have a favorite not-so-well-known place in our community, please be willing to share it with the rest of us. Come on, get the secret out, please. Well, that's all I have for you today. Hope you have a great day. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.